The infrastructure bill that Congress passed earlier this month and that President Biden signed into law on Monday has about $100 million in it to help Vermont build out its broadband network. And this comes after another huge pot of money from the earlier federal COVID relief package that was also directed toward broadband came our way. There are about 51,000 homes in Vermont without any broadband and thousands more with weak service that should be upgraded. I spoke with VPR reporter Howard Wise-Tisman to understand where all this money is being invested and what it means for Vermont's long-promised goal of bringing high-speed internet to every corner of the state.
So the state put out a 10-year telecommunications plan last year, and that report said it would probably cost between $300 and $500 million to connect every Vermont home and business. You know, Vermont's been working on this for a long time. We got about $47 million in the Obama stimulus package. And in some parts of the state, service has improved. But, you know, the most remote and rural parts of Vermont still don't have service. It's never made sense for telecom companies to invest so much of their money in laying out high-speed fiber there because there are so few houses. So the legislature decided to use $250 million from the federal COVID relief package in the last session. And then, as you said in the intro, Congress passed its infrastructure package, and there's another $100 million in that for Vermont. So that's a lot of money. Yeah. That's $350 million that's come into Vermont just in the last year or so, you know, for a job that should cost $400 to $500 million. So state leaders think this is really a once-in-a-lifetime chance to finally improve high-speed internet service here.
And, of course, we've been hearing a lot about communications union districts during all of this. Remind us of what these CUDs really are.
Yeah, so this goes back to a group in central Vermont that got together in 2007 or so, and they were frustrated by all this. So they kind of formed their own group. They called it EC Fiber, and there were about 20 towns in that. And they just started doing this on their own. You know, they organized, they raised some money, and they were really successful in bringing broadband to a lot of homes in that region. So the legislature saw this, and they passed a law in 2019 to put up some money and to, you know, make it easier for other districts to form. And the idea is that when a bunch of towns can get together, they can organize and develop plans to get the fiber strung up, and then they negotiate a deal with an internet provider to bring that service in. And remember, all of this work started before COVID and before all of this pandemic money came into Vermont. And so that's what's fascinating is Vermont was really primed to finally move ahead and get this broadband started. We didn't know how we'd pay for it, but the districts were in place, and then all this federal money showed up. So there are 9 districts now. There are about 200 towns or so that are working to bring broadband into their communities. And all of this work is being done, at least at the beginning stages, by volunteers. Governor Scott put Christine Hallquist in charge of the Vermont Community Broadband Board, and that's the group that's working with the CUDs to help them with technical issues and funding. And this is what Hallquist said about the community districts.
Without grant funding, of course, we would never be able to address this issue. So the whole overall idea is we're building this network at the least possible cost by using not-for-profit entities. And then, of course, using the grant funds to drive down the cost of entry.
So that's what's going to happen. So this federal money will pay for the planning and the infrastructure. And since the internet companies don't have to pay for the infrastructure, you know, it should be more affordable for everyone. So some of these CUDs are a little farther along than others. There's a group in the Northeast Kingdom and another one in central Vermont. They're laying lines out right now for a couple of pilot programs. And a few weeks ago, 4 groups in the state received almost $10 million to begin detailed planning for their member towns. And that includes going pole to pole and deciding what technology is needed to connect the homes.
Well, Howard, as you said before, this is an effort that's been going on literally for decades. So what's the timeline for all of this now?
Well, a lot of the money right now is going into planning. Hallquist told me that she expects some serious work to get underway in the spring. She thinks that it's going to be 4, 5, maybe 6 years to complete this work.
Well, we've talked a lot about the money, but there's also the issue of workforce shortages, which we've been hearing a lot about. They're happening all through the economy in restaurants, manufacturing, healthcare, schools. Does Vermont really have enough people to get this work done beyond the money problem?
Yeah, you know, this really is an issue, Mitch. The state thinks it needs about 200 additional fiber technicians to hang all these lines. These are trained positions. It takes years to kind of train for this, so it really could be an issue. There are also supply chain shortages with all of this. You know, every state in the country is going to be working on this. So it's been a challenge to get some of these fiber and the technology. Supposedly, the state is trying to start purchasing some of this for next year. But I think that it's going to be a challenge in both workforce and supplies getting this all together.
VPR's Howard Weist has been. Thank you so much, Howard.
All right. You're welcome, Mitch.